The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, June 2, 2023. Cuba's first deputy foreign minister, Gerardo Peñalver Portal, called for a new multilateral world order where solidarity, cooperation, and integration among nations prevail. Speaking at the meeting of foreign ministers of the Friends of the BRICS countries, the diplomat stressed that this has been a historic demand that unites the G77 and the BRICS group. The current order, the heir of colonialism, he reasoned, is based on rules, institutions, and commercial and financial systems that tend to perpetuate the benefits for the former colonial powers and restrict opportunities for the rest of the nations. This tends to lead to the current conditions of economic crisis, with its greatest impact on developing countries whose possibilities for recovery and progress are increasingly unattainable, he added. The countries of the BRICS group, the diplomat continued, can and should contribute significantly to the necessary reform of the current international financial system, which is profoundly unjust, anti-democratic, speculative, and exclusive. The Washington Post affirmed in a recent article that for the next pandemic, it is necessary to let Cuba vaccinate the world to avoid a disaster like that of HIV/AIDS-19, a disease that has so far caused the death of more than 15 million people. According to the text, the World Health Organization met last week in Geneva to begin to discuss a preparedness agreement for future pandemic events. Although the measures to be taken by the WHO are not known, they will not recommend easing U.S. sanctions against Cuba's domestic biotechnology industry, which has the means to develop cutting-edge vaccines and treatments and share them with countries for which it is impossible to pay the premium prices of first-world pharmaceutical companies. The U.S. newspaper described this position as a mistake and recalls how Cuba decided to share its vaccines with the world in spite of all the obstacles to the manufacture and certification, managing to export almost as many doses of vaccines as it used in the country, supplying Venezuela, Mexico, Vietnam, Syria, Nicaragua, Belarus, and Iran. This attitude is contrary to that assumed by the North American country in Europe, in addition to the fact that African and South Asian nations also desperately needed vaccines and denied Cuba's help due to the pressures exerted by the blockade against the island and against those countries that do not comply with those coercive measures. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, attended Thursday the closing ceremony of the first International Congress on Children and Adolescents Growing into the Future in the context of International Children's Day on June 1st. The meeting, which began on May 29 in Varadero, in the western province of Matanzas, brought together nearly 300 participants from some 30 nations, both in person and virtually, to share perspectives, experiences, and challenges in the participation, care, and welfare of children. The official profile of the presidency on Twitter points out that in the central words of the activity, the head of the Department of Attention to the Social Sector of the Communist Party of Cuba, Jorge Luis Broche Lorenzo, highlighted the different actions that are carried out to protect the youngest. He specially referred to the attention provided by the nation to children during the COVID-19 pandemic. During the event, outstanding institutions and projects working with children and adolescents were recognized. Statement by Cuba's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In recent days, prestigious Cuban artists and intellectuals have been the target of aggressions encouraged, promoted, and carried out by elements of the transnational extreme right in scenarios of certain European countries. The most recent examples have been the commendable and unpunished harassment against the Buena Fe duo in some venues in Spain and the ignominious revocation of the status of honorary president of the event Poetry Market in France to the renowned writer Nancy Morejón. These manifestations of Sikh hatred are not new. A few decades ago, the Cuban people and the world witnessed a scandalous act of vandalism against the work of renowned artist Manuel Mendive, burned in the streets of Miami, and attacks against those attending a major concert by the Los Van Van Orchestra in that city, which they were unable to prevent. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba strongly denounces the fascist acts committed against exponents of our national culture. It also rejects the strong pressures, intimidation, and blackmail to which business people, cultural promoters, owners of establishments, and foreign cultural entities that have been in charge of organizing the tours and presentations of our artists in these countries have been subjected. The Latin American news agency Prensa Latina, based in Havana, and the Agencia Nazionale Stampa Associata, ANSA, from Italy on Tuesday, signed a cooperation agreement to strengthen the flow of news. Prensa Latina President Luis Enrique González and ANSA Executive Director Stefano De Alessandri penned the accord via video conference. The deal will allow both news agencies to exchange their respective news bulletins in Spanish. The executives pointed out that the alliance will be mutually beneficial because it will expand the possibilities for ANSA to cover events in Latin America and Cuba better, and Prensa Latina to report on Italy's reality. Thanks to this agreement, the embassies of the two countries in Rome and Havana will have access to first-hand information and the development of specific commercial projects for Cuban and Italian institutions will be facilitated. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.